And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 27th of February, 2016. It's the birthday of the poet Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, born Portland, Maine, 1807, went to Bowdoin College at the age of 15. His classmate Nathaniel Hawthorne became his lifelong friend. When Longfellow graduated, the college gave him a job teaching modern languages. He became the most popular poet in America, wrote The Wreck of the Hesperus, The Village Blacksmith, Evangeline, The Song of Hiawatha, The Courtship of Miles Standish. It was on this date in 1860 that Abraham Lincoln gave a speech at Cooper Union in New York City, a speech against slavery. There were 1,500 New Yorkers in the Great Hall. They were curious to see Lincoln from out in Illinois, a man with very little formal education. One eyewitness wrote, "When Lincoln rose to speak, I was greatly disappointed. He was tall, tall, oh how tall, and so angular and awkward that I had for an instant a feeling of pity for so ungainly a man. But once Lincoln began to speak, his face lighted up as with an inward fire. The whole man was transfigured. I forgot his clothes, his personal appearance, and his individual peculiarities. Presently, forgetting myself, I was on my feet like the rest, yelling, cheering this wonderful man." Speech was one of Lincoln's longest. It was reprinted on the front page of the New York Times the next day. It made Lincoln famous, and that summer the Republican Party nominated him for the presidency. And it's the birthday of John Steinbeck, born in Salinas, California, 1902. Decided at the age of 14 he wanted to be a writer, went off to Stanford, and married well. He married a woman named Carol Henning, who took various jobs to support them so he could write full-time, and she also helped edit his manuscripts, encouraged him to pare down some of his more ornate sentences. 1937, Steinbeck published the book that made him a household name, Of Mice and Men. It became a play on Broadway as well. And 2 years later, he wrote The Grapes of Wrath, about the Oklahoma Dust Bowl and the Joad family migrating to California. Here's a poem for today from Colonial America, a poem from the early 17th century, Anne Bradstreet's To My Dear and Loving Husband. If ever two were one, then surely we, if ever man were loved by wife, then thee. If ever wife was happy in a man, compare with me, ye women, if you can. I prize thy love more than whole mines of gold, or all the riches that the East doth hold. My love is such that rivers cannot quench, nor aught but love from thee give recompense. Thy love is such I can no way repay. The heavens reward thee manifold, I pray. Then, while we live in love, let so persever that when we live no more, we may live ever. A poem by Anne Bradstreet, To My Dear and Loving Husband. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.